My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to find great marketers during hard times. I think we should give some context.
Right now, a lot of people are struggling. A lot of businesses are losing money. Unemployment is through the roof, at least in the United States. There's a lot of good marketers that are out of work. So it's like, wait, how do you go find these marketers? How can you get a decent rate? Especially now when you can't interview them in person. Yeah, you can use Zoom and stuff like that, but how do you find them?
By the way, this has been a gold mine for me. I do want to come back to you and ask you about the agency side of things, but I'm looking at it from a tech perspective because I'm looking at engineers and I'm looking at salespeople right now. So there's a website I talked about in the past. I do want to bring it up again. It's layoffs.fyi/tracker. And this has a list of 290 startups with layoffs and 30,000 people laid off since March 11th. There's actually lists of these different companies that have laid people off. Trip Actions raised a ton of money. They let a ton of people go. Casper let 21% of its staff go. FreshBooks let 9% go. Patreon, 13%. Lambda School laid off a ton of people. Consensus, the blockchain company. But I'm just looking at this right now. I'm like, man, I'm having my team, oh my God, Magic Leap laid off 1,000 people. Holy crap.
That's a lot.
50% of their staff. So guys, what I'm saying is, and what Neil's saying too, is when these lists of people pop up, now's your opportunity to look and start getting into conversations with these people. I've actually had a couple conversations with engineers of companies I look up to, salespeople as well. So I think now is the time to jump in on it. Your job, especially if you're the leader of the company, one of your top jobs is recruiting. So you start looking at this now, this is worth its weight in gold.
One way that I find really talented marketers, and this is kind of like a really backwards technique that most people do not use, I go to all the popular blogs and I'm looking at who's commenting and who's asking questions. And then I go and look to see who's responding because most of the blog owners don't respond. And when you see the community chime in and people giving really targeted feedback on how to fix a problem and they're helping people out. And I do the same with forms and looking at the people who are helping others and tell them how to fix their problem. A, it tells me these people know what they're talking about. B, they're problem solvers. C, they're very proactive because no one's telling them you have to go and help other people out. They're just going and doing it. So when you have work, I find these people, they know what they're doing. They're very proactive and they just get shit done on their own without you having to micromanage them. I love finding people from that strategy and I've been doing that for years, but I don't think really anyone or not too many other people are doing that.
I don't know if you Yaniv's still watching this right now, but Gaetano, who's a good friend, he's the VP of Demand Gen at Nextiva. He wrote a blog post years and years ago. And I thought the blog post was so good. So typically some of the best marketers like Gaetano's out there, there's Chris Von Wilpert, they're writing a lot. And so when you reach out to them, I actually commissioned him to do a 10 series blog post. We studied like a million backlinks or whatever. Long story short, he did well for us. And then Yaniv was actually looking for someone to lead the marketing side of things. And so, you know, his name naturally came up. So I think if you're looking for a job as a marketer right now, you do stuff like that stands out, and then these opportunities just kind of fall into your lap. And then on the other side, if you're looking to hire these people, you look for people that write great content and you see if you can somehow hire them.
Yeah. So use all these strategies, pick one. The one thing I do know that doesn't work well is just going on LinkedIn and hitting people up saying, do you want to work for me? If you want to take that approach, you're better off saying, hey, I notice you have these skills. We're looking for someone like you. Do you know anyone who's a good fit? That'll actually get you better results than hitting the person up directly on LinkedIn saying, come and work for me.
All right. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/school if you want to learn about the education program Neil and I are putting together. It is a wait list. And that being said, stay safe and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.